The budget, the deficit, the changing cost of Medicare's prescription drug program, Washington is awash in numbers. NPR senior news analyst Daniel Shore has been wading through some of them.
Chief Medicare actuary Richard Foster was only trying to save his job, he says, when he agreed to sit on some hot numbers that could have derailed passage of the Medicare drug benefit. Foster's analysis showed that the program would cost an estimated $534 billion over 10 years, which was $134 billion more than the administration was telling Congress. And so the bill passed, with Congress in the dark about the expected cost, and now time marches on, and the latest projection is $1.2 trillion, or $720 billion if you make allowance for certain savings and offsets. This is the latest example of a disturbing tendency to play fast and loose with numbers as zealots strive to remake and downsize government. I'm reminded of the Reagan administration when Budget Director David Stockman cooked up fanciful revenue projections that he called rosy scenario. After leaving office, he admitted in a book that his rosy scenario was simply a fraud. Exaggerated numbers have come to serve an ideological purpose. They can force cuts in spending to deal with revenue shortfalls. This is known among anti-government conservatives as starving the beast. President Bush, juggling numbers as he stumps the country for his new budget, says that every program he proposes to eliminate or reduce was deemed to be ineffective and inefficient. But how does he measure effectiveness? How does he rate the effectiveness of the Medicaid funds that he wants to cut against more emergency room treatment for lack of early intervention? How does he judge the benefit of cutting railroad subsidies against the economic cost of more cars on the road and more crowded airports? And how does he rate the effectiveness of the HOPE 6 program of mixed public-private housing that he proposes to eliminate? That project received an innovation award for its imaginative approach. And finally, how do we deal with government numbers that we can't trust that threaten to undermine the whole legislative process? This is Daniel Shore.